The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto. Chapter 15, text 41. Ragyo murdhavishiktasya vadhu brahma vadhad guru tirtha sansevaya changho jayanga uchyuta chetana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear son, killing a king who is an emperor is more severely sinful than killing a brahmana. But now, if you become Krishna conscious and worship the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. Srila Prabhupada. One who fully surrenders to the Supreme Personality Godhead is freed from all sins. Antam sarpa pibhya mukheshyami. From the very day or moment he fully surrenders to Sri Krishna, even the most sinful person is freed. Nevertheless, as an example, Jamadagni advised his son, Parshuram, to worship the holy places. Because an ordinary person cannot immediately surrender to the Supreme Personality Godhead, he is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly persons and thus gradually be released from sinful reactions. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport, 9th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Parshuram, Lord's warrior incarnation. Tamami kunsanam. Abandon all variety of dharma, just surrender unto it. Who gives such benediction? Huh? Only Krishna offers such benediction. What more benediction you want? Huh? What more benediction you want? Krishna offers such benediction. Huh? Sarvadharmavan paritejya mame kunsanam, brother. Huh? Abandon all variety of dharma, just surrender unto me. Then what will happen? Antasra papibhya mukheshyami maasuta. I'll destroy all your sinful reactions. Nobody can destroy. Karmani niddhanti kintu sa bhakti bhajan. Who can destroy your karma phala? Who can destroy? Karma khandaite nare baba. Nobody can destroy. Karma praganadi cha, praganadi, from time immemorial. This karma phala, karma bandhana is there, bandhana of karma is there. Even it is said, the Brahma bhadis, those who are meditating on Brahma, Brahmandhyan, they have to read their karma phala. Yes, the Brahma cannot destroy the karma phala, only Krishna. And Krishna's holy name. Krishna is so merciful. Paramadayala Krishna. Krishna is so merciful. Aho bakijam stanakala kutam jingasaya payadapya sadhi. Levegati dhatra jitam tatanyam kambadayalu saranam brajama. This verse says, isn't it? Third canto Bhagavata. Aho bakijam stanakala kutam jingasaya payatya sadhi. Leve gati dhatra chitam tadanyam kambadayalu sanam brajam. Krishna is so merciful. Even that Baki, sister of Bakasura, Putana came, smearing very dreadful poison on her breast, with that bad motive, to kill baby Krishna. Krishna was displaying, manifesting his babyhood leela. A son of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata. That demoness Putana came, smearing very dreadful poison on her breast. So she will ask Krishna to suck to her breast, thereby Krishna will die. such ill motives he had. But what did Krishna do? Tajingasaya payadopya saddhi leve gati dhatra chitam tadanyam kambadayalu sanam prajame. Krishna sucked their breast, isn't it? Krishna sucks the breast of Yashoda Mata only. Yashoda sthanangahe. Yashoda Mata. Mother Yashoda's breast Krishna sucks. So see it, Putana did the same work. She allowed Krishna to suck to her breast, did the work of mother. Do you understand? Krishna, sucking her breast, suck his life here. So she died. But she got the position of the mother, Yashoda. Krishna gave her such position. Kambadharu is so merciful. So merciful is Krishna. Kambadayalu sanam prajame, to whom shall we surrender? Except Krishna, is so merciful. Is Paramadaya, supremely merciful. And equal to one and all, samang sarvabhuteshu. Gita he says, samang sarvabhuteshu na me dasyasti na priya. I am equal to one and all. Isn't it? So, even a very cruel hunter who is killing many animals cruelly, mercilessly, if he is dandavat pranam at the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna blesses him, gives him blessing. Yes. Krishna has given us this benediction, sarvadharmān paityajya māmekam śaraṇam vraja antasya pāpebhyo mukheṣyāmi mā śuca. Who has given such benediction? This is the best benediction Krishna has offered to you. Nobody has offered. What more benediction you want? Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. Antasya pāpebhyo mukheṣyāmi. I'll destroy all your sinful reactions. Nobody can do it. Krishna can. Even such a cruel hunter, Vyadha, pays obeisances, he gets benediction from Krishna. There is one story. Acharya say, one day Krishna was moving with his dear friend Arjuna. So on the road, one prince came, son of a king came, met Krishna and paid obeisances to Krishna. Then Krishna gave him benediction, Rajaputra Sadam Jivaha. He gave this benediction, Rajaputra Sadam Jivaha. Oh, son of the king, prince, live for 100 years. That is Ashirvad. Then they moved forward. Then they met a Muniputra, son of a sage, Muniputra. The Muniputra also paid obeisances to Govinda according to Shastric injunctions. The Krishna gave him Ashirvad, benediction, Ma jiva Muniputraka. You don't live, you die. He gave that benediction. What sort of benediction it is? Ma jiva Muniputraka. Arjuna couldn't understand, Arjuna became amazed. What sort of benediction? He gave benediction to the son of a king, live for 100 years. Satam jiva Rajaputraka. And giving this benediction to Muniputra, Majiva, don't live, die. What sort of benediction it is? Cannot understand. It's not easy to understand Krishna. He is a very crooked person. Three places crooked. How can I understand such a crooked person? Not easy thing. Not easy thing. Generally, the kings, they are Bishoy there, and are the devas are running after the sense gratification, material enjoyment, Bishoy lok. Arjuna is thinking, and Krishna gave him this benediction, Satam Jiva, you live for 100 years. Muniputra is Muni, he is always meditation, dhyan, and gave him benediction, Ma Jiva Muniputra ka, you don't live, you die. It's completely contradictory. What is this? Arjuna couldn't understand this thing. So in the meanwhile, a sadhu came. Krishna's dear devotee. He met sadhu, his dear devotee. So sadhu, with devotion, devotional attitude, heart, our prayer to Krishna and paid obeisance as Vasudeva Vasudhammande Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namannama. And paid obeisance with love and devotion. Krishna embraced him and gave him benediction. Jivava Marava Sadho. Jivava Marava Sadho. You may live or you may die, whatever you want you do. Jivava Marabhasad. So after a little while, a cruel hunter came. He met Krishna, and with fear, he paid obeisance to Krishna. And Krishna is samadarshi, samaham sarva-bhuteshu. He has equal vision to all jivas. Therefore he gave benediction, Krishna gave benediction that vyadha, hunter, ma jiva ma mara vyadha. You don't live, you don't die. Ma jiva ma mara vyadha. What are the purpose, meaning of these four benedictions? Arjuna couldn't understand this thing. Became amazed. Then Arjuna surrendered unto Krishna, please explain, I cannot understand what is this meaning of these four types of benedictions. Krishna said, Arjuna, I never give such benediction to anybody that will be harmful to him. Krishna is all merciful. Krishna is all auspicious. Srutam sarabhutaram, Krishna is the only friend, well-wishing friend of all living entities. So how can he give such benediction that will harm one? Then Krishna explained why I get that benediction to king's son, Satam Jiva, Rajaputra ka, Satam Jiva. I gave this benediction to this king's son, you live for 100 years. Purpose is that, generally, the kings, they do pious activity, punya karma. They have that right to do punya karma in this very life. What will happen in the next life, it is uncertain. So, let him do more and more pious activities. So let him live for 100 years and do more and more pious activities. What will happen next? Birth is uncertain. Therefore I get that benediction. Then Muniputra, my benediction, Ma Jiva Muniputra. Generally, the Munis, they undergo severe austerity, penance, and they get the result of their austerity and penance in the next life, not in this life. Therefore I gave him that benediction, you don't live, you die. So you get the result of your penance and austerity. So this is my benediction. So, next one dies, then you may be elevated to Siddha Loka or Brahma Loka. You get this result of his tapasya there. So this is my benediction. I say, Ma Jiva, don't live, die. Thirdly, the benediction I gave to sadhu, though it is very, have to understand, amazing, because sadhus have no desire, desireless. Na dhana na jana na sundari kapitamba jagadi sakamaye mama janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahit kitvai. The sadhu never desires for material enjoyment, not desires for liberation, only asks for another devotion, life after life. They are desireless. So they don't want, the sadhu, such sadhu don't want anything in this life and in the next life. Only prayer is another devotion, nothing. In this life they are very happy and very peaceful, engaging themselves in hari bhajan. They have no desire, therefore they are peaceful. Karmi jnani yogi sakali asanta. Ateva Krishna bhakta niskama ateva santa. Who is peaceful? Karmi has material desire, jnani has desire for mukti, yogi has desire for yoga siddhi. So they cannot get peace. Sakali asanta. They cannot get, because they have desire. Krishna bhakta niskama ateva santa. But a Krishna bhakta, a kantika Krishna bhakta, understand? But developed under devotion unto Krishna, he is desireless. He has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, no desire for any siddhi. Therefore he is peaceful, shanta. So therefore I say, jiva va maro va sadhu. That benediction I get. If you want, you may live. If you want to die, you may die. It's all same to you. Living and dying is same. Jiva va maro va sadhu. Because this very life is engaged in my loving service, in my bhajan, isn't transcendentally happy, blissful state. So when you quit this body, you'll enter into my eternal abode. There will be engaged in nitya seva. Also he'll be very peaceful and blissful there. So this benediction I get. Jiva va maro va sadhu, as you like. If you want to live, live. If you want to die, die. The same to you. In Kurukshetra battlefield, I have told you, Arjuna, Janti devatata devan pitru janti pitru prata bhutani janti bhutejya janti madhajino apimang. Gita 9.25. Isn't it? Gita teacher, tell. What type of Gita teacher? It is in Gita, you cannot say. Janti devatata devan pitru janti pitru prata bhutani janti bhutejya janti madhajino apimang. Isn't it? Those who worship demigods, they go to demigod planets. Those who worship pitas, forefathers, ancestors, they go to that planet. Bhutani janti bhutejya.
Worship the ghosts and spirits.
Ghosts and spirits, they go to that planet. Madhyajan, those who worship me, they go to my abode. Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartin arjuna mam petyatu kante punarjana namidyate. Even one may be elevated to Brahma, planet of Brahma, he'll return. Mangupetya, getting me, no return. So where is the return from Krishna's abode? Where is the return from Krishna's abode? Krishna says, nobody returns. Mangupetya to kanteya punarjanma na vidyat, no rebirth. Then where is the return? No question, so clear. Why bewilder? Why confusion? Cannot understand Krishna Baba. Then the benediction I gave to a cruel hunter, though it is very hard. Mahajiva Mahamara. Do you understand? Because he has become a cruel hunter in this life because of his previous bad activity, sinful activity. Now he is killing animals, becoming more cruel and more cruel. So after death, he cannot get peace. All these animals he is killing, in the next life, life after life, all these animals will kill him similarly. He will get that. Yes, they are ready now, waiting for him. When this person will die, then the raging weapons now to kill him. Life after life. Everybody reaps the karma phala here. The karmis. The karmis, they have no real happiness at all. So in this life and next life, they will be afflicted with three tapas. So Bharo, in this life, he has no peace, no happiness. Next life also. So mamaro mahajiva. Don't live and don't die. It is saying to you. This is the benediction. So if one can understand this purpose of these benedictions, then what will you do? Sarva brahmana paritejya mamekam sanam. Then accept this benediction. Abandon all varied dharma, just surrender unto me. Antar sarpapebhyo mukhishyami ma sucha. Don't fear, I'll free you from all karmic reactions, or I'll destroy all your reaction of all sinful reactions, isn't it? It's so merciful, Krishna. Kambadayalu saranam rajama. So Krishna is so merciful that who will surrender unto, who will not surrender unto Krishna, who will surrender anybody else than Krishna? It's so merciful. Then comes Tirtha Phala. Jamadagni says, if you become Krishna conscious and worship the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. From the very dear moment he fully surrenders to Krishna, even the most sinful person is freed. Nevertheless, an example, Jamadagni advised his son person to worship the holy places. Because an ordinary person cannot immediately surrender to Krishna, so he is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly person, so gradually released from sinful reaction. Therefore, it's a tirtha seva. You go and worship the holy place. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. The sinful persons go to holy places to wash up their sins. To have deep in the water of the holy place, tirtha jala, in wash up their sins, isn't it? If this thing continues, then sinful reaction will accumulate there like Himalayan mountain. Isn't it? How the place will be tirtha? How the place will be tirtha? How the sinful reaction will be counteracted? Because sadhus go there. Sadhus go there. Tirthi kurubanti tirthani. Sadhus go there and engage there in their bhajan. Therefore sinful reactions are counteracted. The place has become tirtha because of the presence of sadhu. If somebody goes to tirtha, holy place, but don't go to a sadhu, don't meet a sadhu, don't do sadhu sangha, don't hear from sadhu Krishna katha, bhagavata katha, his tirtha jatra is useless, futile. Yes, nishphala. What result will get? If you're going to tirtha, don't meet sadhu, don't do sadhu sangha, don't hear Krishna katha, bhagavata katha from sadhu, then tirtha jatra nishphala, isn't it? Useless. Therefore, sthitha phala sadhu sangho, sadhu sanghe antarango, sthitha phala sadhu sangho. Shri Krishna bha jana manaro jatha sadhu tatha tirtho tira kari nijo chito Thakur has sung like that. Tirtha phala sadhu sangha, sadhu sanghe antaranga, Shri Krishna bhajana anu manahara. Tirthi kurbanti tirthani, because sadhus go to that place becomes tirtha. So, meeting a sadhu, one gets the result of visiting tirtha. Because sadhu is always engaged in Krishna bhajana. Jatha sadhu tatha tirtha. Tirakari nija chitta sadhu sangha koro nirantara. Where there is sadhu, there is sthitha. The place becomes sthitha because the presence of sadhu. So fixing your mind, always do sadhu sangha, then you are always in Vrindavan. Always in Vrindavan, sthitha. Sadhu was bound Krishna in his heart, the drop of love. Tomar Rude Sura Govinda Vishnama. Another song. Nartam Das Thakur. Tomar Rude Sura Govinda Vishnama Vaishnava Thakur. Govinda Kahenamara Vaishnava Varana. Vaishnava Thakur, in your heart, Govinda is peacefully, blissfully resting. Isn't it? And Govinda says, Sate Sadhu Vaishnava is my life. Is my life. Govinda kahe namara Vaishnava Puran. Where such a sadhu, sadhus are there, that place is Tirtha. That place is Vrindavan. If sadhus are not there, what is the benefit of going to such a far off place, spending so much thousands of rupees and wasting so much money, wasting energy and time? What benefit? There are no Vaishnavas. Don't go there. Jathaya Vaishnava gana seithan Vrindavana seithan anandoses. Where such Vaishnavas are there, that place is Vrindavana. Where there is Krishna, then that place is Vrindavan. In that place you'll get transcendental happiness and peacefulness. So always remain in sadhu sangha, engage yourself in Krishna bhajan, though you are always in Vrindavan, always with Krishna, always in Vrindavan. That is the purport. So, Worshipping Tirtha means, Rupa says, it is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly persons and gradually be released from sinful actions. Meeting sadhu, hearing from him, then he can understand who is he. Sadhu sange nija tattva bhagato hana, nija tattva janiyar sansara nachai, kenava bhajilu maya kore hai hai. When he hears from a sadhu, then he understands who am I. Who am I? What is my real identity? Oh, I am Krishna Das. He understands. I am Krishna Das. Sadhu sange nija tattva bhagato hana, nija tattva janiyar sansara nachai. Kenava bhajilu maya kore hai. Then he says, alas, alas, alas! For so many lives, why I am engaged in maya bhajan? So many lives, lives of lives, already gone. I am engaged in maya bhajan, not engaged in Krishna bhajan. Kenava bhajilu maya kore hai. When he understands, hearing from sadhu, I am Krishna Das. Nija tattva, his own identity understands. Keneva bhajilu maya kore. Nija tattva janiyar sansar na jai. When he understands his own tattva, I am eternally servant of Krishna, Krishna Das, no, finished now. No more attachment to this material world. Maya, finished. Why, sir? I am Krishna Das. Kendra vale ohe Krishna amita vadas, tomar chalna chari ohi nusarvara. Then he'll cry. Then he'll cry and say, Krishna, I am your das, I am your das. Amita vadas. Kendra vale ohe Krishna amita vadas, tomar chalna chari ohi nusarvara. I am completely dumb now, drowning here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, disregarding your lotus feet, not taking shelter at your lotus feet, O Krishna. Mahaprabhu has taught us that prayer. Ai nandatanuja kinkaraṁ padidamā visami bhavam budhau kripayātava pāda pankadasita nuli sadrusa vijintaya. This is prayer. One should offer. O Nanda Tanuja, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your kinkar, I am your das, I am your servant, eternal servant. Kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam budhau. But somehow I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, from time immemorial, and I've been drowning, drowning, drowning here. Miche mayar bose jatso vese khacho habu dubu bhai. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said. Miche mayar bose jatso vese khacho habu dubu bhai. You my brothers, you are drowning in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, accepting maya, do you understand? Not accepting lotus feet of Krishna, forgotten Krishna, and you have accepted maya, therefore, you have been drowning here, this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, maya bose jatso bhese, khacho habudubu. Habudubu means drowning, Patitam ma visami bhavam budhau kripayato pada pankadasita dhuli sadrusa vichintaya. O Nanda Tanuja, O Nanda Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your das. Somehow I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of metal's existence, have been drowning from time immemorial. Now, please, accept me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Let your servant serve you. This is our prayer. Crying and saying. So, doing sadhu sangha, hearing from sadhu, he understands this. Then he cries and offers this prayer. Then sarva-dharmāna paritya bhāmi kusana. Then abandoning all varieties of dharma, he surrenders. Otherwise nobody can surrender. Therefore said, one cannot surrender immediately to the Supreme Personal Godhead. He is therefore advised to go to a sadhu, go to a holy place and find sadhu, saintly person, the gradual be released. Then surrender and gradual be released from sinful actions. Therefore this advice is there. Jasya atma buddhi kuno peti dhatuke, sodhi kalatradi subhamujyadhi, natittha buddhi, jatittha buddhi salile karichi, janesu abhigyesu saeva gokhara. Srimad Bhagavatam, most impartial sastra. He never looks at anybody's face. Impartial says. The person who has accepted this kunapa, this bag, filled with three dhatus, vata, pita, kapha, bile, air, mucus, as self. What is he? Who has accepted this bag? This body is a bag filled with three dhatus, vata, pita, kapha. Accepted self, identified himself with the body. Sodhi kalatradi subhamujyadhi. Again, those who are related to this bag, to this body, mine, mine. Oh, wife is mine, son is mine, daughter is mine. Isn't it? I and mine. They're not related. Oh, others, others. Mine, others. Does like that. And bhamujyadhi. And in the land this bag is born. Land the bag is born is to be worshipped. Oh, Bande Mataram. He never said, all worshipable dirt deity is Krishna. He never says like that. Jatirtha buddhi salile na karishis, then said. Such a fool who goes to a tirtha, only to have a dip in tirtha jala, the water of tirtha, just to wash up his sin. Never goes to a sadhu, because the place has become tirtha, because of the presence of sadhu, never goes there, is not categorized as a human being. Saeva gokhara. Is either cow or ass, animal. So that he cannot be termed as a human being, such a fool. Tirtha buddhi. So it is said that. So therefore said one should go to tirtha. Because there will meet a sadhu. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Here. Oh, twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. Sariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Payacha Keva. Unless one serves the spiritual master and acharyas, one cannot be liberated. Nātam Dās Thākur. Tāndher charana sevi bhakta saneva janame janame hoy eya bhiras. This is my desire that birth after birth I may live with those devotees who serve the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Eight Chaya Goswamis are Muintar Das. Tansabhar Padarenu Mor Panchagras. I am the servant of that person who is servant of six Goswamis. The dust of their holy feet is my five kinds of full stop. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Suddha Bhakta Charana Renu Bhajana Nukula. Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Ratnikara Mula. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee is conducive to devotional service, while service to the Vaishnava is itself the supreme perfection and the root of tender creeper of divine love. All right. So Bhagavatam says this, Sususva-sududhāna-syakva-sudeva-katha-rusi. Sya mahat-sevaya-vipra-punya-tirtha-nisevanāt. Sudha Goswami says, Namisāranya, to receive headed by Sonaka. Punya-tirtha or Vishnu-tirtha? Serving punya-tirtha or Vishnu-tirtha? circumambulating Tirtha Dham. That means Sadguru Seva. Serving Sadguru. Then, thereby one gets the chance or opportunity of associating sadhus, Krishna bhaktas. You understand? And serving such sadhus, one develops Shraddha in sadhu guru shastra vakya. Understand? Otherwise one cannot develop Shraddha. Then he develops asakti and ruchi, taste in Bhagavata katha gradually. Hari katha. You understand? Develops taste. Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha, gradually develops taste for it, ruchi. So how one can develop taste? In Hari Katha, how one can develop faith and taste in Hari Katha? In this regard, to serve two things are advised here. What is? That is Bhagavad Bhakta Sadhu. Sadhyam Vaishnava Seva Nistar Pai Chekeva. To serve the Sadhu. Sadhu was gotten Krishna. Was born of Krishna in his heart. Premi Bhakta. Because Krishna is there in his heart. He has born Krishna in his heart. So his heart is Punya Tirtha. The heart of a Sadhu is Punya Tirtha. Understand my language? Where such sadhu resides, sadhu stays, that place is Punyatirtha. Understand? That place is Punyatirtha. So two types of tirtha. Sadhu and the residence of sadhu. The two types of tirtha, if one serves, then he develops Shraddha. Then he develops Ruchi, taste for Harikatha. Understand? Without such service, nobody can develop taste for Harikatha. Therefore it is advised to serve Tirtha. Jasya asti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvei guneshtatva sumasati sura harava bhaktasya kuta mahatguna manarthana asati dhavatabahi. Isn't it? Was developed another devotion. Pure devotion. Akinchana bhakti. Is sadhu. Sarvai gunistatva sanaste sura. All divine qualities are there in his person. All godly qualities, sura. There. Who is Mahatma? Who is Mahatbhakti? Who? Who is endowed with all godly qualities, divine qualities. Who is completely surrendered. But developed only devotion. Is sadhu Mahatma. Is sadhu Mahatma. Is always engaged in Krishna bhajan. Is sadhu Mahatma. He is not interested anything but Krishna. Understand? So is sadhu Mahatma. His heart is very broad, broad-hearted, not narrow-minded. Not narrow-minded. You understand? So one must serve them. Such a sadhu or sadhus. Then you'll develop Shraddha in sadhu sastra guru bhakya, then you'll develop katharuchi, Bhagavata katharuchi, Krishna katharuchi, taste for Bhagavata katha and Krishna katha. Thereby his all material attachment will be destroyed. Your gradual develop attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? You'll develop attachment and you'll gradually engage himself in Krishna bhajan. That is what is advised. Nastrapayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavato sevaya bhagavati uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Remaining always in the association of sadhus, serving the Vaishnava sadhus, hearing Bhagavata Katha from them, gradually all all amangala, inauspiciousness, all material contaminations will be destroyed and person will develop unflinching faith, the words of Sadhu Sastra Guru, and also develop constant and steady bhakti. Do you understand? By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all this that is troublesome to heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto personality Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Yes. Samagata sarvataiva sarve veda adatha murti dharastri pushthe he nātha nāmutra sa kalsa ātha rūte parāṁ graham ātma sīđam.
The king said, our great sages, you have all very calmly assembled here.
Yes.
You come from all parts of the universe. You are all as good as the supreme knowledge personified, who reside in the planet above the three worlds, Satyaloka.
Yes.
Consequently, you are naturally inclined to do good to others. But for this, you have no interest either in this life or in the next.
Yes. They are like personified Vedas, sadhus. They are personified Vedas. That is, this Parikshit Maharaj said this thing. They assembled sadhus there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila also it is said, Amanistarite tamar yaha agamana paramadayalu tumi patito pavana mahanta svava hitaite pamar nijakat janahitam javantaraga. In order to deliver us, you have all come here. You are supremely merciful, patita pavan, deliverer of the most degraded. This is the nature of Mahatma. He has no work here, he comes here to deliver the patitas. The Mahatma goes to the doorstep of a householder. He has no business. He doesn't want anything from him but to deliver him. In Kalkata, Krishna consciousness on him, who is attached to from my heart. Mahatma goes there. This is the nature of Mahatma. 10th canto, Bhagavatam 10.8.2, Mahavitalam nunam guhnam dina chetasam nisrasaya bhagavan nanyatha kalpate kochit. You have that verse? 10th canto. This Nanda Maharaj said to Gargamuni, Mahavitalam nunam guhnam dina chetasam nisrasaya bhagavan nanyatha kalpate kochit. Sadhu sudha. The heart of a sadhu bleeds seeing the suffering of the jivas, seeing the suffering of the jivas and seeing these grihasthas, householders. Those are not developed Krishna consciousness. So much attachment to human heart. Therefore they have been suffering. Their heart bleeds. Those sadhus, therefore sadhus go there to the houses of those grihasthas, because their consciousness is so low consciousness. They have not developed Krishna consciousness, therefore, so much attachment, bewilderment, maya moha, saying I and mine, ata griha khetra sutata vite, janasya mohyam ahamma meti, saying I and mine, so they have been suffering, so sadhus go there to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them. Otherwise they have no other work there. No other purpose. This is the only purpose sadhus go to a householder's house, to incorporate Krishna consciousness unto him, to make him complete Krishna conscious. 11th canto, again 11 to 44, 5, Vasudev said to Nadamuni, Bhagavan bhavata jatra swastaye sarvadehina kripananandatha pitra ruttama shloka vartmana bhūtānaṁ devacaritam dukhāyaca sukhāyaca sukhāyeva hi sādhunā tvādrusaṁ atyuta atmānaṁ. You have that verse. Vasudev said, Nādamuni, O Bhagavān, the arrival parents, father and mother, is very auspicious on the part of children. Similarly, the arrival of Bhagavad Bhakta, sadhu, to the house of a householder, who is a kripana, who is not Krishna conscious, is kripana, is not brahmana, kripana, is similarly auspicious. Similarly auspicious. Arrival of a sadhu, sadhu is all auspicious to all living entities. Demigods, he said, demigods do both good and bad also. Bhutanam deva charitam dukhayato sukhayato. Sukhaya bhai sadhanam tadusam ajudhatmanam. Demigods do both good and bad. You understand? But sadhus never do bad. It's all good. The parents take all care of their children. How they'll be well maintained, well fed. Similarly, the sadhus always think of the good, all living entities. Even the sadhus always think of the good of all human beings. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they are very merciful unto such persons. In order to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them, they go to their houses. That's the purpose. Devatas. Do good and bad. Those don't want any good, the devatas do bad to them. Do you understand? Sometimes if that excessive rain, Indra does excessive rain or no rain, then that's bad. You understand? So devatas could be both bad, good and bad. But the sadhus never do bad. They always do good. Therefore sadhus are better than the demigods. They'll be more elevated. The sadhus never put any living entity in anxiety and any distress. They'll never become a cause of suffering to anybody. The sadhu. They are the embodiment of Vedas. Murtiman Veda. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Eka Bhagavata Bada Bhagavata Shastra or Eka Bhagavata Bhakti Rasa Patra. In two places we hear this name Bhagavata. One is Grantha Bhagavata Shastra, another is Bhakta Bhagavata, who is embodiment of Bhagavata. Through these two Bhagavatas, Krishna gives Bhakti Rasa. Mero Bhakti and he himself becomes bound up with that Bhakti. Natam Das Thakur also sings Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Hude Kuriya Aikya Arda Kuriya Manyasa. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. With complete faith, full faith, you accept Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. Don't think of anything else. Whatever Sadhu say, those are Vedavani, those are Veda. Samastavi sadhunam pramanam vedavatvavait, Shastra says therefore. In Satya Loka, Brahmas are born, Vedas are there. Similarly, the sadhus were assembled there on the bank of Ganges before Parikshit Maharaj, they are like embodiment of Vedas. Embodiment of Vedas. So sadhus, they have no desire other than Krishna, no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation, no desire for attainment of any liberated place in this material society or in demigod society. They have no other desire but only Krishna. Therefore, they go to the doorstep of the householder in order to show mercy on him, because that person is attached to his human heart. So, thereby, to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto him. So sadhus always, they are all, our only while we are wishing friends, they always desire good for all living entities. That is their natural dharma and brother. To do good to others, they arrive at the lotus, at the doorstep of this householder. So that we are singing Prabhu Radhesa Bhai Magyehi Vikya, Haridas Thakur and Nityan Prabhu going to doors, every doorstep, they are saying this thing. Prabhu Radhesa Bhai Magyehi Vikya, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kada Krishna Sikya, Krishna Er Sansar Karo Thadiyanacha, Jivedaya Nameruchi Sarvadharma Sar, Bharata Bhumite Manushya Janma Hilajar, Janma Sattva Karikara Parapaga. Oh my brother, I have come to your doorstep to beg for these alms. What is that? Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Sikya. Utter the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna and accept the teachings of Krishna. Krishna sansar karo sadhyanacha. Give up Maya sansar, enter into Krishna sansar. Give up asadachara. What do you say asadachara? Sinful habits, bad habits. You say like that. Asadachara. Develop sadachara. Jivedaya namiruchi sarvadharma sar. This is the essence of all dharma. Jivedaya namiruchi. Develop mercy. Be merciful to all jivas. And have taste to holy name. Bhārta bhumite manusya janma hilajār janma sattva karikara parupakār mahāprabhu. Who has taken bhārta as human being, bhārta bhumi, he must first make his life perfect. That means he must develop complete Krishna consciousness. That is the perfection of life. Then do parupakār, then do others. That means inculcate Krishna consciousness. Then do the not conscious. That is parupakār. This is niskinchana sadhu. You are very humble. Niskinchana sadhu, that's their natural dharma. They wander throughout the world and do Harikirtan and preach the science of Krishna consciousness. That is topmost, let's say. What work? Welfare work. Yes, welfare work. Upagav. Jesang sasmanat pumsang sadhya suddhyanti vaigruha. Fast canto. King Punardarsana Sparsapada Sausasana Divi 1933. Yes, read.
Simply by remembering you, our house has become instantly sanctified.
Yes.
And what to speak of seeing you, touching you,
yes,
washing your holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home.
Yes. Only by thinking is holy. The house becomes purified. If a householder thinks of a sadhu, the house, he said. Therefore, the sadhus are as good as tirtha. Yes, sadhus are as good as tirtha. Sadhu is tirtha. Tirtha. Jamadagni advises go and serve tirtha. That means accomplished by serving sadhu. Sadhus are tirtha. Because they make the place tirtha by their presence. I say, all sinful persons, they go to a tirtha to wash up their sins. Then tirtha will become impure. The sin reactions will accumulate there like Himalayan mountain. But the sadhus go there, then they again make the counteract that thing. Sinful reactions, going there, doing bhajan there, staying there, then place becomes tirtha. Therefore, sadhus are tirtha. Sadhus are tirtha. Seeing a sadhu, getting the mercy of a sadhu, once all sinful reactions, all material contaminations are destroyed. Then jiva becomes pure as a tirtha. Then he becomes eligible to serve Krishna. Otherwise, how can he serve Krishna? Say deha kareta archidanandamaya, prakruta dehe Krishna, sona sevaya. Then he becomes purified. His body now, Chidananda Sarir, transcendental body, that body he serves Krishna. Then he gets that right to serve Hari Guru Vaishnava, otherwise cannot serve Hari Guru Vaishnava. By remembering the sadhus, immediately the house, the home of a dino-cetagruhi, narrow-minded householders, groha house becomes purified. There is no doubt in it. The place where sadhus stay, that is tirtha. To sing the sadhus, to touching sadhu, serving sadhus, one becomes purified. The place where sadhu darshan is available, opportunity available to touch him, and opportunity available to serve him, that place becomes tirtha. That gruha, the house, becomes tirtha. If sadhu goes there, the householder sees a sadhu, pays him obeisance, gives him best seat, serves him, touches his lotus feet, that house becomes tirtha. Those who have gotten the kripa of sadhu guru, you understand, they have become purified. Still, those who cannot, you see, develop complete Krishna consciousness, cannot give up their attachment, so very strong attachment to home and heart, they cannot get the kripa of sadhus. No, they cannot get. They cannot get. They are cheated.